CLTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka'a. And be first, the main points. World leaders, among them President Paul Biya, who have converged on Paris for the 2024 Olympic Games, are today attending a forum to discuss the sustainable development virtues of sport, launched by President Emmanuel Macron of France and the President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach. Recalcitrant state employees must be called to order in Cameroon or meet to face the arm of the law. And finals of the shooting competition will take place tomorrow in the junior and senior categories. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The 2024 Paris Olympic Games kick off tomorrow with President Paul Biya and other heads of state to attend the official ceremony. Some of the world leaders are expected to converge for a forum today on the sustainable development virtues of sports, which is one of the attractions on the sidelines of the Olympic Games launched by French President Emmanuel Macron and the President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach. Meanwhile, first ladies accompanying their spouses in Paris, including Mrs. Chantal Biya of Cameroon, had a reception at the Élysée Palace offered by First Lady of France, Brigitte Macron. The Prime Minister of Government, Joseph John Gauthier, has chaired the cabinet meeting for the month of July at the Star Building here in Yaoundé. Deliberations focused on the prolonged and unjustified absences of many state employees from their duty posts, a practice which undermines the performance of public administrations. Members of cabinet examined the scope of the practice, the reasons for its persistence, and identified measures to address the phenomenon. It came out of the cabinet meeting that control measures will be tightened and sanctions meted on recalcitrant employees. Four suspected wildlife traffickers have been arrested in Ebolova, south region of Cameroon, in possession of four elephant tusks which they were trying to sell. The operation that led to their arrest was conducted by wildlife officials of the South Regional Delegation of Forestry and Wildlife in collaboration with the South Regional Division of the Judicial Police, a wildlife law enforcement body known as the Last Great Ape Organization, LAGA, provided technical assistance. The four suspects risk 3 years each in prison if found guilty. And this information, the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irène Guéné, will preside over the official launching ceremony of activities to mark the celebration of the 16th edition of the International Day of Indigenous Peoples in Cameroon under the theme Access to Citizenship, a Fundamental Right for Indigenous Peoples, on Friday, July 26, 2024, at from 10 a.m. at the Starland Hotel in Bastos. The main objective of this edition is to promote the right to citizenship for Indigenous persons so as to facilitate their social inclusion. It has been signed, Pauline Irène Guéné, Minister of Social Affairs. And this other press release, the Minister of Finance hereby reminds the general public that in accordance with the tax legislation in force, fiscal stamps can only be purchased from the following public accounting offices: tax collector's offices, fiscal stamp revenues offices, paymaster general's offices, specialized paymaster's offices, divisional treasuries, subdivisional treasuries. Taxpayers are therefore urged to remain vigilant and to submit their documents in person to the above services for stamping without resorting to the assistance of third parties. The Directorate General of Taxation has made arrangements to facilitate the acquisition of fiscal stamps at the above mentioned offices. The Tax Department is also at your disposal to authenticate any dubious stamps. While counting on the compliance of all, the Minister of Finance would like to recall that as per the regulations in force, all documents bearing fake fiscal stamps shall be systematically rejected and their holders liable to criminal prosecution. Signed, Louis Paul Mutazi, Minister of Finance. And we take you out of Cameroon, where Kenyan President William Ruto has appointed four opposition ministers to his newly reformed cabinet. These ministers, who are prominent members of Raila Odinga's Orange Democratic Movement, ODM, joined the government in an effort to address the ongoing crisis sparked by youth-led nationwide anti-government protest. And in sports, the Cup of Cameroon finals in shooting will take place this Friday in Yaoundé. According to the president of the Shooting Federation, Colonel Dedun Aisi, the final will feature contestants in the junior and senior categories. And still in sports, semi-final matches of the Cup of Cameroon in handball will be played this Saturday in Yaoundé. In the women's category, defending cup winners Tekase of Yaoundé will take on Divas of Bafoussam, while Fab Ladies will clash with Fondation André Zico Fans. Fab will lock horns with Friendship Handball Club of Yaoundé, while Fans will confront Renaissance of Douala in the men's category. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
One of the major attractions on the sidelines of the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France, is a summit on sport for a sustainable development and what each country within the Olympic movement can bring to the table in furtherance of this idea. Cameroon is one of the countries in the Olympic movement that can serve as a good practice in this regard. CRTV Special Envoy to Paris, Ashunyenti, tells us more. We shall be coming back to our special envoy to Paris, France, Ashunyenti. In the meantime, the regional viewing of the document. And we shall be coming back to the our special envoy in Paris, France, Ashunyenti, who says one of the major attractions on the sidelines of the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris is a summit on sports for a sustainable development and what each country within the Olympic movement can bring to the table in furtherance of this idea. CRTV special envoy to Paris is Ashunyenti.
It was an indoor event, but it was worth the attending with three remarkable interventions of the French Development Agency, Rémy Roux, President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, and a message of the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, all extolling the virtues and spirit of sports as an agent of development. The summit was launched by French President Emmanuel Macron and the President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, on the theme of faster, higher, stronger, together for a better future. The summit converged more than 500,000 participants, heads of state and sports personalities. The goal of the garden was to mobilize all countries of the Olympic movement around the awareness that sports is an accelerator of sustainable development for future generations, aiming to set sports activities on a new trajectory, ensuring that they are focused on legacy, impact, and sustainability. In short, what can each country do in this regard? Talking about legacy and impact, Cameroon immediately pops up as a shining example for best practices. Cameroon's sports policy stands on multiple pillars, especially the practice of sports at all levels, massive infrastructural development, and the training of athletes. These actions see a concrete translation in the non-exhaustive list seen in the creation of the National Olympic and Sports Committee since May 25, 1963, the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education since 2005, and the National Sports Infrastructure and Equipment Board created in 2012. Cameroon is therefore not a mere observer in the Olympic movement, but clearly has a story of our own to tell for others to emulate. Ashu Nyenti, Vincent Bolo, National Assignment, Paris, France.
And the Cup of Cameroon final in shooting will take place tomorrow in Yaoundé. The competition will feature athletes in the junior and senior categories, as you tell us, Harrison Ashutiko.
Two venues will host the Shooting Cup of Cameroon final this Friday. At the head office of the Cameroon Shooting Federation, opposite Higher Teachers Training College Yaoundé, junior shooters will compete against each other in their various categories. According to the president of the Shooting Federation, Colonel Dedun Aisi, the best amongst them will be selected into the national junior shooting team as Cameroon prepares for the Olympics in the sports to take place in Africa for the first time. Over at the military headquarters brigade in Yaoundé, the seniors as well as professionals will battle for a champion. The focus of the exercise will be on pool shooting.
Harrison Ashutiku. In other news, the regional viewing of the documentary Paul Biya, The Man with an Extraordinary Destiny, begins tomorrow in the East Regional Capital, Beta, produced by two Cameroonian female directors. The documentary Paul Biya is in development. Produced by two Cameroonian female directors, the documentary narrates the achievements of Paul Biya in the development of Cameroon. Charles Ebune has a preview of the documentary in this report.
1 hour, 24 minutes to recount the 6 decades plus of public service to the nation of President Paul Biya.
Our newfound democracy, as I have always said, must be a uniting factor. It must not divide us.
The film documentary, narrated by two young females, thematically portrays Biya as a man with a unique destiny. Joseph Diongute is the Prime Minister, Head of Government.
The major national dialogue was after a number of consultations. He sent me to different parts of the country and I met with people, and it was a desire of the people to come together and talk about the issues of the country.
The original tour for the showcase scene of the film documentary, with Betua as the first stop this Friday, provides a rare time for communion with the local communities. Peter Mafanyi Musonge is the chairman of the Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism.
He is considered as a wise man of Africa. He's a man with firm convictions.
Throughout the film, the national and international strides of President Paul Biya in the promotion of national unity and international solidarity are highlighted. Ngafisin Emmanuel Banta is a senator.
Paul Biya again reasoned out and said, oh, let me call my people, let them come together so that we can see the problems and look into the problems and then find solutions.
The East region will be in communion this Friday as from 6 p.m. at the Betua ceremonial grounds to count their share of the Biya glot for them, one by one.
Charles Ebune. The mandate of municipal councillors in Cameroon has been extended from its expiry date of February 25, 2025 to May 31, 2026. This follows a presidential decree signed yesterday, barely 2 weeks after the National Assembly approved a bill extending the mandate for its current lawmakers for a year. Nguhenry got the reactions of some municipal councillors and members of the National Assembly who say the decision is timely.
To some municipal councillors in the country organizing the presidential, legislative, municipal and regional elections in 2025 is a heavy burden, and it was necessary to postpone the municipal and legislative elections. Samu Eric Lionel Niba is the fourth deputy mayor of the Chang Council in the Menwa division.
We can only reassure the head of state and the population from whom we are responsible that we will continue to work to improve their life.
Mayor Ubangi Haley of the Ande Council in the Mumo Division holds that the decision to extend the mandate of the current municipal councillors is timely.
I want to sincerely thank the head of state for his wise vision. This is going to give us some more time to work with our population so that peace and normalcy can return.
To the member of parliament for Balikumbat, Honorable Bami Emmanuel, it will ensure the proper organization of the different elections in 2025 and 2026.
2025 was choked up with 4 elections, and that could have been very heavy, first of all, logistics-wise, financially and politically.
The move will lighten the congested electoral calendar next year to go by the officials.
Go Henry, the extension of the mandate of municipal councillors in Cameroon by the President of the Republic has been greeted with cheers by local council executives in the Far North region, stating it is timely to improving the well-being of their local population. The views are packaged in this report by Amos Eno Nyaket.
The news of the prolongation of the mandate of local council executives in Cameroon by the President of the Republic is a welcome initiative, according to municipal executives in the Far North region.
C'est une possibilité que le président de la République nous accorde.
Aliou Mohamadou of the National Alliance for Democracy and Progress, first assistant to the mayor of the Maroua 3 Council, believes it is a possibility to be at the same service of the local population. On his part, Mayor Tripolin Njowe of the MDRU Municipal Councillor of the Maroua 1 Council and at the Maroua City Council says it will better help the municipal councillors prepare for future elections.
En vue, n'est-ce pas, des échéances à venir.
Hamadou Hamidou, CPDM mayor of the Maroua 1 Council, says the bonus comes as a grace for those lagging behind to finish what they had started. Maroua, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Guter, says the frequent and unjustified absences of state employees from their daily post has to be stopped if the public service must perform at an optimal level. He was speaking today in Yaoundé while chairing the cabinet meeting for the month of July. Discussions focused on absenteeism by state employees and on ways of stamping out the phenomenon. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam.
Many state employees have abandoned their duty posts and are either concentrating on parallel jobs, running private businesses, or have traveled abroad. Sometimes appointed officials are the very persons who protect runaway workers in exchange for a portion of their salaries. The effect is devastating. The public administration is weakened, while millions of Cameroonians witness a slowdown in the treatment of their files. Out of 8,766 cases of unjustified absences identified during the last census, 7,133 have not been able to justify their prolonged absences and are currently facing disciplinary measures. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Guter, put the matter up for examination in the cabinet meeting to identify the loopholes which permit such practices and adopt appropriate countermeasures. From the deliberations and the exposés presented by the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform, Joseph Lee, and his counterpart of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, administrative tolerance was identified as one of the major causes. As measures to tackle the phenomenon, the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Guter, prescribed the tightening of administrative measures. The Permanent Disciplinary Board of the Public Service and regional boards are called to swing into action, while incentives were also mentioned as ways of getting people back to work. On the whole, the government is poised to tackle chronic absenteeism and indiscipline in the public service. The cabinet meeting also featured a presentation of the courtesy visa system currently being implemented in Cameroon. The minister delegate, Felix Mbayu, speaking on behalf of the Minister of External Relations, said 1 year after the coming into force of the electronic visa project, 184,376 visas have been paid on the platform, with more than 20.7 billion collected, an amount which he says more than doubles the cumulative consular revenue generated during the past three financial years. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
After the cabinet meeting held this morning, the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform, Joseph Lee, recognized that absenteeism is a major problem in the public service, but affirmed that all necessary instruments to tackle the practice are available and shall be activated.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, instructed me to make an expose on all the measures that are contained in the status of the public service. For example, when a collaborator is absent for 30 days, he must be sacked from the public service. But we don't apply that. We can't continue to pay people who don't work, but they want to gain a salary. This must stop. Those who have gone abroad without any authorization, they must be sacked. And we are sacking them from our administration in the operation called COPE. We will continue that action because the head of state wants administration that is efficient. We have also noticed that the direct hierarchy, some of them used to protect their collaborators because maybe they have given something or they will give something. Our deontology don't accept this. With the Eagle, our new application, everything will be done automatically. When the application notices that you have been absent for 30 days, you'll be sacked from the public service.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. The director of insurance in Cameroon's Ministry of Finance has advised participants at the 24th ordinary meeting of the Council of the CEMAC Mobility Card to make proposals in the best interest of citizens who use transborder highways of the zone. Mrs. Menwa Anthony made the call in Balmayo, Nyonganso Division of the Central Region, while launching discussions at the five-day event that will run off today. Rico Behemania.
Officials from the six member states of the CEMAC sub-region say over 3 billion CFA francs has so far been spent since the inception of the CEMAC third-party liability insurance scheme in 1996, majority of the beneficiaries plowing their roads between Cameroon and Chad. According to the permanent secretary of the CEMAC Council of the Third-Party Liability Insurance, Chadian-born Bemba Baril, negotiations are underway for a deal between CEMAC and ECOWAS to benefit citizens of both zones in case of any road accident involving citizens of CEMAC and ECOWAS on transit, while discussions regarding continuous payment of cross-border indemnities in the CEMAC zone remain on the agenda. The Director of Insurance in Cameroon's Ministry of Finance, Mandua Anthony, advised participants to make decisions that stay in the best interest of citizens of the CEMAC sub-region.
Rigobert Manier, the Executive Bureau of the Council in charge of the PIN card, says since the introduction of the system, it has seriously reduced the time it takes to indemnify transborder motor accidents victims within the CEMAC zone. Officials hold that the document prevents the inconvenience of having to obtain insurance cover at each of the frontiers of the CEMAC countries a motorist visits. Winston Lebga now analyzes the impact of the PIN card on the citizens of member states.
PIN card, that's the code name for the International Motor Insurance Liability Card. Since its creation in 1996, it has recorded over 6,000 claims paid to the tune of close to 3 billion CFA francs. This is an arrangement between the authorities and insurance organizations of CEMAC states. This to ensure that victims of road traffic accidents who hold a document do not suffer from the fact that the injuries or damage sustained by them were caused by motorists from another country. This means if a vehicle from Cameroon is involved in an accident in Chad, for example, there will be no need to impound that vehicle. The Pink Card Bureau in Chad will handle the investigations, establish the claims, and forward a report to the Cameroon Bureau. PIN card officials hold that the payment is speedily done and give themselves a pat on the back, arguing that before 1996, when the document was established, there was a lot of hustle with claims and payments, causing altercations, and it took a lot of time to indemnify victims, at times up to 7 years.
Winston Lebga, results of the General Certificate of Education examinations organized by the GC Board have been released with an overall performance of 60.80% recorded, a drop of 6.75% compared to last year. In Boya, successful candidates have been rejoicing for the positive results. Nora Akokubei compiled their reactions in the following report.
The euphoria is total. Shouts of joy and excitement can be heard in almost every neighborhood in the town of Boya for successful candidates following the release of the 2024 GCE results.
I am forever grateful to Donaris. I had 5 papers and the joy is just too much.
I'm a science student and I went in for 5 papers and I have 4. I'm so excited. I'm excited more than any other person in this Boya who wrote the GCE with me.
It is also a moment of celebration and thanksgiving to God for some parents whose children made it.
I'm so very happy for my daughter's success. I just thank God. I'm short of words. I don't know what to say.
2 of them have 6, and then 1 had 10 papers. So happy. I give all the praise and glory and thanks to God Almighty.
For those who did not make it this year, they are encouraged to double their efforts next year so they can also jubilate and make their parents proud. Nora Akokebi, CRTV News, Boya.
And some candidates of the GCE ordinary and advanced levels in Douala have expressed joy over their results and have already begun planning for their future careers. Mado Nkwele Bezatia spoke with some of the candidates and their parents and compared their excitement in the following report.
I'm very, very happy.
The joy is immense for Hilary Sami, an ordinary level candidate who has succeeded in her exam with 8 papers. Same feeling is shared among 2 advanced level students who spent months of dedication, struggle and hard work with one goal in mind, leaving the secondary level.
My name is Japu Adiyarwenzi Kinyoye. I just had 2 papers out of 5 in advanced level.
For another student, it is all thanks to God that he has emerged victorious in the advanced level exam with aspirations for the future.
My name is Chenny Mitchell. I have 5 papers. I did sciences. I'm very grateful to God for all his help, all his assistance.
Meanwhile, it was tears of joy for some parents whose children have made it through to the university as their sacrifices have not gone in vain. Jingla Flora is a parent.
All of my suffering, so God, thank you.
While other candidates are still in the search for their names on the result booklet, it is celebration and preparations for what lies ahead for the victors of the GCE ordinary and advanced levels in Douala. Madonkwele Bizatia, CRTV News, Douala.
We now take this final press release from the 12th session of the National Commission for Medical, Pharmaceutical and Odontostomatological Training in Cameroon. It reads, on Wednesday, July 24, 2024, the 12th session of the National Commission for Medical, Pharmaceutical and Odontostomatological Training in Cameroon was held from 10:20 a.m. at the conference room of the National Supervision Center of the Inter-University Network of Cameroon and the Development of University Digital Technology under the chairmanship of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, created by Order Number 055/PM of June 10, 2013 of the Prime Minister Head of Government. This commission is essentially responsible for issuing technical opinions on the quality of the training of health professionals in public and private university institutions in Cameroon in order to consolidate the academic, technological and professional quality of medical training structures. Taking part in this working session were the representative of the Minister of Public Health, Vice President of the Commission, the Vice Chancellor of the University of Boya, the representatives of partner administrations, deans of faculties of medicine and approved private institutes of medicine, the President of the National Orders of Health Professionals, Doctors, Pharmacists and Dental Surgeons. After adopting the report of the 11th session, which took place on the 20th of June 2023, and the results of the national examinations of the 2023 session, which took place overall in an atmosphere of calm and serenity, the following resolutions resulting from the fruitful debates on the items on the agenda were adopted. Resolution number 1, after commending the visible, remarkable, and tireless efforts made by the government of the Republic to improve the training conditions of specialists, the Commission adopts residency as the only way to access specialization while stressing the need to reform this training cycle. Resolution number 2, with a view to effectively ensure the adequacy between the place of practice of the profession of doctor and that of the profession of university teacher, the Commission asked the deans of the faculties of medicine to make an exhaustive list of the cases concerned and to make concrete proposals to the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, via the rectors and vice chancellors of state universities. Resolution number 3. In order to implement the status of hospital practitioners and the related advantages for health professionals, doctors, pharmacists, and dental surgeons who supervise students in hospital training, the Commission invites stakeholders to make the necessary qualitative efforts pending the completion of the hospital reform underway at the Ministry of Public Health. Resolution number 4. In order to substantially improve the quality of work study training, the Commission asked all the deans of the faculties of medicine to establish, each in his or her own right, a list of hospitals located in their catchment area and capable of accommodating students on the one hand, and to refer the matter to the Minister of Public Health for competence on the other hand. Resolution number 5, with a view to aligning Cameroon's medical training institutions with international quality assurance standards, the Commission mandates the Director of the Department of University Accreditations and Quality of the Ministry of Higher Education to take the necessary steps for an inspection mission in the faculties of medicine. Resolution number 6, in order to improve the clinical training of students in the odontostomatological training, the Commission invites the deans of the faculties of medicine to contact the promoters of private dental care practices with a view to signing partnership agreements with specification on the one hand and to set up simulation centers on the other hand. Resolution number 7. In view of the requirements related to the BMD/BMP system and considering the wishes expressed by the orders of health professionals, the Commission asked the Director of the Department of University Accreditations and Quality of the Ministry of Higher Education to take steps for the revision of the training curricula in the medical, pharmaceutical, and odontostomatological fields in conjunction with the Ministry of Public Health and Professional Orders. At the end of the meeting, participants expressed their sincere and deferential gratitude to His Excellency Paul Biya, President of the Republic, Head of State, Architect of the new University Governance Policy, and praised the consultant's solicitude of His Excellency Chief Dr. Joseph John Gute, Prime Minister, Head of Government, towards the National Commission for Medical, Pharmaceutical, and Odontostomatological Training in Cameroon. The Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, President of the Commission, thanked all the participants for the friendly atmosphere and the spirit of scientific rigor that prevailed throughout their work. Donny Yaoundé, Professor Jacques Famendongo, the President of the National Commission for Medical, Pharmaceutical, and Odontostomatological Training in Cameroon. CLTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka Amehien. Now is a summary of the news in the French language with Malice Natasha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Le couple présidentiel séjourne depuis hier soir à Paris à l'invitation du président français Emmanuel Macron et du président du Comité international olympique Thomas Bach. Demain, Paul et Chantal Biya prendront part aux côtés des autres chefs d'État et de gouvernements invités à la cérémonie officielle d'ouverture des Jeux olympiques Paris 2024. Au programme de cette journée du jeudi à Paris, la tenue au musée du Louvre du Forum sur le sport et le développement durable et une réception offerte par Brigitte Macron, l'épouse du chef d'État français, au conjoint des chefs d'État invités à ces Jeux. Le conseil de cabinet du Premier ministère s'est tenu ce jour à l'immeuble siège. Au menu, lutte sans relâche du gouvernement contre les absences irrégulières dans l'administration, délivrance des visas de courtoisie pour les visites au Cameroun et les exigences y relatives. Les travaux du dit conseil étaient présidés par Joseph Dion Gouté, Premier ministre chef du gouvernement. Le mandat des conseillers municipaux élus lors du scrutin du 9 février 2020 est prorogé jusqu'au 31 mai 2026. C'est à la faveur du décret du président de la République publié hier mercredi. Cette prorogation du mandat trouve un écho favorable auprès des conseillers municipaux et autres acteurs politiques. Et puis en sport, les affiches des finales dames et messieurs du rugby à 15 sont connues. Espoir Rugby contre Youk Rugby de Yaoundé chez les messieurs et Red Dragon de Douala contre Fun Dream Academy en dames. Ces matchs vont se disputer mercredi 31 juillet 2024 à l'annexe numéro 1 de l'Omnisport de Yaoundé. Les demi-finales, quant à elles, se sont jouées hier à Douala et à Yaoundé. Pour une grande première, Garoua Rugby Club est tombé devant Espoir, 9 points contre 34. Fin du condensé du 3 PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Nos programmes se poursuivent.